It is officially 2026, and the podcasting landscape is changing. For one example, I have heard time and time again that a pre-recorded intro on a podcast, it just ain't it these days. You want to get to the content as quickly as possible. And that makes perfect sense, right? There are so many things that are vying for our attention that we have so little time to capture people and convince them that what we are doing is worth listening to. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Streamlined Podcaster. My name is Joe Casabona. I'm a podcast and systems coach as well as the evangelist for RSS.com. And I have been thinking a lot about a series I want to create in 2026 called How to Start a Podcast in 2026. But as I recorded take one of this episode, this is take two, I came to the realization that based on the trends and things I'm seeing and the advice that I'm getting, this might not be the best series for me to do. So today I want to talk about the two things that I think podcasters should focus on to have a good process in 2026 and what that could mean for the future of this show. So I went to PodFest earlier this year. I gave a talk called Don't Let AI Steal Your Podcast Soul. But also on behalf of RSS.com, I went around and asked a handful of podcasters what we should be focusing on for growth in 2026. And I will link the video. I would strongly recommend you watch that to get the full effect. But far and away, the most common answer I got was to focus on authenticity. And this warmed my heart because, as I just mentioned, the talk I gave was about not letting AI steal your podcast soul. I think that over the past few years, we have used AI. And when I say AI, I mean large language models. This is what AI means colloquially, right? There's no intelligence in what these things are doing. They are a glorified word association machine. But we've been using them for too much, from writing the scripts for us to generating audio for us and video to coming up with ideas. And if you are trying to be authentic in 2026, you should not be using AI for those things. Because even if you do something that seems benign, like use AI to come up with 10 episode ideas, those are not your episode ideas. Those are other people's episode ideas. And you need to tell your story, because that is how you are going to stand out. Telling other people's stories or making other people's ideas come to life is not the way that you are going to make yourself show up for people and stand out. And this is coupled with another piece of advice I keep hearing. I heard it at PodFest and I heard it in a recent training we did at RSS.com as well. And this was to do a solo show. So Colin Gray mentioned this during our RSS.com training. He is over at the founder, creator of Alitu and the podcasthost.com. And he mentioned this. And then during a panel discussion at PodFest that I went to with lots of smart people on it, right? It was my friend Seth Silver's panel. He asked great questions to three people, Ellie Puckett, Rox Codes, and John Lee Dumas. John Lee Dumas, of course, the host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, one of the most popular business interview podcasts. And this is important because he said if he was starting a podcast in 2026, he would not do an interview podcast. Those are a dime a dozen these days. Those don't help you stand out. There's too many of these podcasts. He would pick a problem that he was best at solving and make a solo podcast about that. And this is really important. It can't just be a problem you want to solve. It needs to be the problem that you are the best at solving. Because there are so many things vying for our attention in 2026. And I mention this because one time, hearing something once is an opinion. Hearing it multiple times could be a trend. And I've been thinking about this for a long time, how I want to do more solo shows. If you listen to my other podcast, I mean, this is a solo show. But then if you listen to my other podcast, Streamline Solopreneur, which was an interview podcast, it is slowly becoming more and more of a solo podcast. And then Colin mentions it and John Lee Dumas mentions it. There are more people coming to me about wanting to do a solo show. My friend Becky has a great voice notes podcast. My friend Kat is repurposing and formatting her live streams in such a way that gives her a good 15-minute or less solo podcast show. And I love this for a couple of reasons. It goes really well with authenticity, right? Solo show plus authenticity is like a potent combination. Because you are crafting a narrative to help solve a problem, and that's what's going to help you stand out. And I've also seen this trend of shorter content doing well. And this is not, I'm going to say something that I don't think a lot of people, especially my age, I'm 40, I'm an elder millennial. I don't think a lot of people my age feel this way. I don't think our attention spans are getting worse. I think there's a lot of things competing for our attention, but I think that if you create something good to keep people's attention, then you have lengthened their attention span. If you create garbage, then people are just going to churn, right? But shorter content that's really helpful has a lot of versatility. If you saw that this episode was 40 minutes, you would then have to think about, can you commit to listening to this episode for 40 minutes? But I'm going to keep it under 10. And now you think, well, that's shorter than a commute, or I can do that while I'm doing my morning routine, while I'm drinking my coffee. And I'm giving you something tangible to take away. So I think that this short solo episode focused on solving a problem is a great way to go with podcasting in 2026. Now, how does this relate to what I said earlier about me maybe doing a series on launching a podcast in 2026? Well, if I want to be really good at solving a problem, launching a podcast in 2026 is just something that so many people, every podcast hosting company is going to do this. Every podcast coach is going to do this. This is not a thing I am uniquely qualified to solve. While I have opinions, everyone has an opinion. So what am I going to do for this show, Streamlined Podcaster, to make it hyper-focused, hyper-niched? This is the other thing that I didn't mention, right? If you're going to be really good at solving a problem in a solo show that's 10 minutes or less, you want to be really niche. You want to be really niche about it. You want to pick a problem and solve it well. And so for me, that is going to be building automations for solo podcasters so that they can actually focus on creating great content. Building automations. There are a lot of ways I can do this. It doesn't just have to be like, here's the Zapier of the week or the Zap of the week. It could be that, but it could be around tools and systems and emerging technologies to help you solve that problem. So this is what I'm thinking about for 2026 for the Streamlined Podcaster. I'd love to hear what you think. Head over to streamlinedfeedback.com and leave a message or a voice note. If you liked this episode, be sure to share it. And I definitely want to hear from you. I want to solve real problems. But that's it for this episode of the Streamlined Podcaster. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.